Obviously, the Island Games was quite a big deal for the Isle of Man, and I remember for me it was very exciting in the run-up to it because it's quite a high level, but it is annoying when it doesn't get picked for the real Island Games, but having it on the Isle of Man creates a big recognition for the sport, and it's almost good in a way to, you know, create more for the sport on the Isle of Man, yeah.
And as a sport, is it thriving? Are there a lot of people participating in gymnastics on the Isle of Man as it stands?
Yeah, so there are actually, as a country, we have a lot of gymnasts, actually. So a lot of them also go on to compete at university at Loughborough. Three of the four girls there are from the Isle of Man, so it is, we are helping bring up the girls in the Isle of Man to compete at a high level, even off the Isle of Man as well.
It seems as if we're bringing through gymnasts at quite a high standard as well. The number of Manx gymnasts we've seen go on to big stages and do the business is quite incredible. Tell us about the team from the Isle of Man who are competing here for this Inter-Island Games competition.
Yeah, so we've got two teams. There's an older team and a younger team. There's a mixed level of experience on the team. We've got Tara Donnelly, who's done as high levels as the World Championships. We've also got some new girls coming up. It'll be their first Island Games. So a real range of gymnasts there. But as I say, they all help each other at different levels. And as a team, they'll compete really well together.
Speaking to many of the athletes who are heading to Gibraltar for the Island Games, a lot of them said their targets were just to achieve personal bests. The medals, if they were to accrue them, were just a bonus. Is that the same here for the gymnasts, or is there a medal target? Is there a specific target that we want to achieve?
Well, we do have a good record of winning the Island Games for gymnastics, so hopefully, fingers crossed, if they perform well, I think they're in for a chance of winning the gold. And in terms of individual medals, they all have different strengths, so I would think we have quite a good shot at the medals if it all goes well.
What does it mean for them to represent the Isle of Man, not Great Britain, the Isle of Man?
Well, certainly from my experience, it's such great experience, like competing for your country. The Isle of Man has many benefits in which we can do these bigger competitions, and it makes you feel like you can go on to do bigger things because you're competing at such a high level for your island rather than Great Britain as such.
How excited are you personally to have this event here on the Isle of Man? It could have been on one of the other islands who are participating here over the 3 days, but it's here in the Isle of Man. How exciting is that for you personally?
Yeah, so no, I think that's absolutely great. As I said, it creates great recognition for the sport, and yeah, such a good crowd behind us here and so many good gymnasts coming up. I mean, especially for the younger ones, it would be good to see it hosted here, so to inspire the next generation.